Microsoft signals a console retreat in resetting Xbox post. A post titled Resetting Xbox, published on Xbox News on July 6th, drew 717 comments on Hacker News, one of the highest comment counts of the quarter, as readers parsed what amounted to a frank corporate acknowledgement that the current hardware strategy is not working. Microsoft appears to be pivoting away from traditional console hardware toward a platform and services model centered on Game Pass subscriptions across PC, mobile, cloud streaming, and potentially rival consoles. The strategic backdrop is substantial. Microsoft paid $68.7 billion for Activision Blizzard in 2023, then the largest acquisition in gaming industry history, on the thesis that owning franchises like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft would drive Game Pass adoption and make Xbox hardware more attractive. That attachment has not materialized at the required rate. PlayStation 5 has consistently outsold Xbox Series X by a ratio that, depending on the quarter, runs between 3-to-1 and 5-to-1 globally. Longtime developers in the Hacker News thread debated whether Xbox was ever primarily a hardware play or always a strategic instrument to prevent Sony from monopolizing the living room, a goal achieved even at marginal hardware profitability. A more pointed critique emerged separately. By shipping all exclusive titles on PC simultaneously, Microsoft may have trained its own customers out of buying the console at all. Sony's discipline around exclusive titles, Spider-Man, God of War, Horizon, has driven hardware adoption in ways that subscription bundling cannot fully replicate. Microsoft's regulatory concessions during the Activision review, which required keeping Call of Duty on rival platforms, now appear to anticipate the company's own strategic direction. Concerns about the fate of the ID at Xbox indie developer ecosystem and game development kit infrastructure in a cloud-first future were, notably, underrepresented in mainstream press coverage of the announcement.